All right, good morning, everyone. Today's daf is daf Pei Dalet, 84 Menachos. I started yesterday the ninth parak of Menachos, and I told you that eighth parak, ninth parak deals with generalities of Menachos. Here, the generalities that we're going to be dealing with, the big picture issues that are on display, and at least in the first Mishnah, is going to be, where do I get grain from? Meaning, there's a mitzvah, bring a mencha, and we've been discussing it now for nearly 3 months, okay, just about, and where do I get the grain from? So the Mishnah taught us, we're just going to quickly run through the Mishnah again. We went through the Mishnah yesterday. Kol karbanos tzibra v'yachid ba min ha'aretz, u'michutz ha'aretz min ha'chadash min ha'yashan. So karbanos tzibra v'yachid, so when it comes to karbanos, doesn't matter if they're public or if they're private, they come from Eretz and Chutz Ha'aretz, so you can go anywhere. You can get them agriculturally from the land of Israel, not from the land of Israel. I venture to say it's somewhat of a chiddush, but it's not really much of a chiddush, meaning that we know that in Eretz Yisrael, obviously all the grain that grows in Eretz Yisrael has kedusha, and you got to take off chumas and maizos off that grain, but it's not land that grows from outside of Eretz Yisrael. It's not like it's deficient, it's not lacking, it just simply doesn't have the kedusha sa'aretz, but it's still grain. And it's just, so you want to use it now to bring a mincha, so the Mishnah says, by all means, you could do so. And you could also bring it from old and from new as well. There's no limit in terms of whether they could be old grains or new grains. Now, here, right, Aaron asked me yesterday, what does that mean, new grains? New grains are usur. You can't do that. So here, I'd venture to say that the Mishnah at this point in time is talking about, just the Omer and just the Shtei Alechem. I mean, the Omer and the Shtei Alechem can come from new grains and from old grains. The other Menachos, however, can't come from new grains. New grains is Osir. Okay, and Chutz Mena Omer, Mena Shtei Alechem, Sheinam Bayim, Ela Mena Chadash, Umena Aretz. Now, when it comes to, the Pshat doesn't really work out in the Mishnah. No, I don't like that. Okay, I think we're still going to leave it off as a question. I'm not crazy about that Pshat. Okay. All right, we're going to have to work out some sort of pshat. The Shtei Alechem and the Omer, which only comes from Chadash, meaning the Mishnah is of the very clear position that when it comes to Omer and Shtei Alechem, so you have to bring Chadash. Now, again, that makes perfect sense because it's the Matir, what permits the Chadash. So in other words, part of it being the Matir means that what's going to happen is that you're going to bring the new grain now for the first time, and boom, at that point in time now, all the grains become permissible, and presumably, I guess it requires more analysis, how we're going to look at the Omer and how we're going to look at the Shtei Alechem, but I guess it itself converts from being new to old. Okay, I'm not sure how we're going to say it, but the kulan ein bayin ela min ha-muvchar. And when you bring grains, make sure to bring the muvchar, bring the best. Ve'ez a muvchar shalahem, so fair to ask now, where's the best? O machnis v'zadcha alfa l'sola. So, you want your alpha, literally, the Mishnah uses the word alpha, which is not strange. Mishnah uses Greek words all the time. So you want your alpha, you want your number one for grains, so you go to machnis or you go to zadcha. Shni alahem, you want your second best place, your silver medal flour. Right. So, aforyim. Bibika. So go to a place called Aforyim. End of today's daf, we'll talk a little bit more about this place. I told you yesterday, I'm telling you the same thing today. Geographically, I don't know where these places are. But these are the best places for wheat and for wheat. Bibika Kolaris will say, Yukshir Nela Mikanayim Avian. Now look, again, you can go anywhere in Eretz Yisrael, and you can bring it anywhere from Eretz Yisrael, but these are the top places. These are the number one places. Number one and number two. Okay, that's the Mishnah yesterday. We just reviewed the Mishnah again. We're starting now with the Gemara. We're on Pei Gimel Amud Beis, and we're starting with the Gemara. Masisin Delo Ki Hai Tana. Okay? Our Mishnah is not following the following Tana. Meaning, we have a Mishnah, and the Mishnah is very clear. When it comes to the Shtei Alechem, when it comes to the Omer, so there are two things that the Mishnah says. Number one, it has to come from Eretz Yisrael. Number two, it has to come from Chadash. Okay? Two requirements by the Omer and the Shtei Alechem. Omer, of course, is barley. Shtei Alechem, of course, is wheat. Still the same story. What about the following braisa? So the Gemara already recognizes that there is a contradiction, not a contradiction, a machlokas between the Mishnah and the braisa. The braisa says, D'tanya, Omer haba min hayashan kasher. Shtei Alechem habaos min hayashan ksheros. Ela shechiser mitzvah. Okay. The Karban Omer should come from new grains. But if you use last year's grain, fine. B'diavad it's kasher. Same story with the Shtei Alechem. Shtei Alechem should come from this year's grain. But if it comes from last year's grain, it's okay. Omer dechziv takrif es minchas bikorecha ve'afila min ha'aliyah. The pasuk says by the Omer, takrif es minchas bikorecha. You will bring minchas bikorecha, your first offering. So ve'afila min ha'aliyah. Now, how does this drasha work? So we talked about this before. Takrif basically means get the job done. Meaning, takrif means just bring it. Now, lichatchila, you should bring it from new grains. But takriv means even if you have no new grains, and even if you have to go to your storehouse and your warehouse, and you got to go to last year's grain, it's as if the Torah is saying, I don't care, just get it done.
What other word would have been specified, chadash? In terms of
takriv, I'm not sure. Meaning, takriv is a very strong language. Takriv, grammatically, it's hifil. It's like causative, like, you know, just right. It's an imperative to be brought. Meaning the objective of it being brought is more important than having this year's grains. Okay. Shtei alechem dechziv b'mosh masechem taviu. And the same story is regarding the shtei alechem. The shtei alechem, the two loaves that are brought in Shavuos. So the pasuk says b'mosh masechem taviu. Same basic idea. Bring it. Even if it's not this year's grain, just bring it. Now, you can't bring it from Chutz Aretz, meaning in this Braisa, although it permits you to use last year's grain, not this year's grain, but in the same breath, the Braisa says, but it still has to be from Eretz Yisrael. Meaning going outside of Eretz Yisrael does not work. So the Gemara says, but how did you do that? Meaning, didn't you already use the Pasuk? So how can you double dip from that pasuk? So the Gemara says, "Amakar taviyu v'afilu min aliyah." So the Gemara says, "No, it's the taviyu. The taviyu tells you that even if you have to go to your storehouse." So the Gemara says, "Any time that you bring it should resemble this." My taviyu shema min atarta. So the Gemara says there are two halachas to be learned. One halacha is that it should resemble this, meaning that all other grains should be wheat grains, just like the Shtei Alechem. Plus, if you don't have this year's grain, you go back to last year's grain. Okay. The Haksiv Reishis. Okay, so the Gemara is now going to ask some very simple questions. Meaning, what this Braisa is, position is that for the Omer, for the Shtei Alechem, it doesn't have to be new grains. It could be old grains. So the Gemara asks simple questions like the pasuk says Reishis. Reishis means this is your first crop of the year. So the Gemara answers very simply la mitzvah. Okay, that's a din lechatchila. That's not a din. That's not a bidyavet. That's not an ikuv. La mitzvah. Period. Haksiv chadasha. Another simple question. The pasuk says chadasha. Chadasha means new. Simple questions. And again. Gemara over here says no. Hami bayla lechadetanya. So the Gemara says no. What we're going to do is we're going to take that word chadasha and we're going to apply for another brice, another limud. Rabbi Nasan, Rabbi Akiva, Amru Shtei Alechem, Habos Min Hayashan, Ksheros. Okay. So now we see big Tanayim, Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Nasan are both of the position that if I bring the Shtei Alechem from older grains, it's kasher. Umani mekayim chadasha, shtei chadasha lechol amanachos. Chadasha over here means vis-a-vis any carbon that you're going to bring to the Beis HaMikdash, this is the first one. Meaning that as far as it itself is concerned, you should bring it from new grains, but if you have to go back to your warehouse and you got to bring old grains, so bring it from old grains. As far as what are we going to do with the pasuk saying chadasha? Chadasha means that any carbon that I bring after that, carbon over here we're going to say is mincha. Any mincha that I bring after that is only going to be following the Shtei Alechem. Meaning, I can't bring a new grain from a new crop until I bring the Shtei Alechem. The Shtei Alechem is Chadash, it's the first one of the season. But what it itself is actually going to come from doesn't have to come from new grains. Certainly preferable to come from new grains, but doesn't have to come from new grains. Okay, so now, we have so far in the ninth parak of Menachos, a Mishnah and a Braisa. The Mishnah's position is two requirements when it comes to the Omer and the Shtei Alechem. A, location. B, season. Our Mishnah is of the opinion that location has to come from Eretz Yisrael. For both the Shteilechem and the Omer. Even though when it comes to all other Menachos, it can come from anywhere in the world, but for the Shteilechem, for the Omer, it has to come from Eretz Yisrael. And two, our Mishnah is of the position for season. It's got to be Chadash. It's got to be this crop, this actual new crop that grew this year. It cannot be from a previous crop. That is our Mishnah. The Brice was brought down in the Gemara. Does not argue on point number one. Doesn't seem to argue on point number one. Meaning that as far as location is concerned, it's got to come from Eretz Yisrael. Okay? But in terms of season is concerned, the Brice argues with the Mishnah. The Brice says it can come from last year's crop. We would prefer this year's crop, but it can even come from last year's crop. The Gemara says, "Ad kan lo pligi ela b'chadash, ava ba'aretz lo pligi. The omer ushtei alechem me'aretz in mechutz la'aretz lav." So the Gemara now just makes a summary statement, just like what we did, and that even the Mishnah and the Braisa disagree. But the point that they agree upon is that it has to come. It meaning the omer, the ushtei alechem, have to come from Eretz Yisrael. The Gemara points out, even that's not agreed to by everybody. Kamanda Loki Aitana. The Gemara says, I'll present to you another Braisa, and this other Braisa is going to disagree. The Tanya, we learned on the Braisa. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda Omer. Omer, Ba Mechutz Haaretz. That the Omer can come even from outside of Eretz Yisrael. Now, he didn't say anything about Shtei Alechem. Presumably, although speculation on our part, that the same thing would be true with Shtei Alechem, that it can come, according to this Tana, can also come from outside of Eretz Yisrael.
What about emotional
saving? Right. Yeah. Right. So, okay. It's going to be an issue. So, but Umani Mekayim Kisavo El Haaretz. Right? So, good. So, according to this third Tana, really it's the second Braisa, but now the third Tanaitic position, where the Omer can come, A, from last year's grain, and B, doesn't even have to come from Eretz Yisrael. So what are you going to do, Kisavo al Haaretz? Meaning, when the Torah describes bringing the Karban Omer, it prefaces by saying, when you go into Eretz Yisrael. Simple reading of the Pasuk is, that only when I go into Eretz Yisrael, I bring the Omer, and connected with that is where I get it from. Meaning, I only get it from Eretz Yisrael. But the Gemara says, we'll say a simple pshat in the Pasuk. Kisavo al Haaretz, shalon ischayvu ba'omer, kom shenichmus al Haaretz. Oh, simple pshat. Meaning Kisavo al Haaretz means that's now when the mitzvah to bring the Omer begins. We might have thought that you'll bring the Omer in the desert. 40 years traveling in the desert. We have a Mishkan. We have a Mizbeach. Bring the Omer. We brought the Karban Tamid in the desert, presumably. So bring the Omer as well. So Kisavo al Haaretz tells us no. The mitzvah to start bringing the Omer is only after we get into Eretz Yisrael. But once we get into Eretz Yisrael, where can I actually get the grain from? Wherever I want. Okay, now listen carefully. Next part of the Gemara is extraordinarily important. The kasavar chadash b'chutz haaretz da'araisehi. The Gemara now makes a correlation. And that is like this. That we know that there's an isser of chadash. We spent a good perek of Menachos discussing the isser of chadash. Six perek of Menachos. Which is really the 10th parak of Menachos. All right, everyone understand? Okay. We spent an entire parak discussing the Isser of Chadash. Chadash means new grains, any grains that grow over the course of this year. And when we say grow, means as long as it has taken root, it was mashrish from this year meaning after the second day of Pesach, after the 16th day of Nisan, now there's an Isser of Chadash. Now, the Torah doesn't say, and it's subject to a machlokus between Tanayim. And if I remember correctly, the Gemara in Kedushin, do I have a cheat over here? Yep, I do. Lamed Zayin, okay. The Gemara in Kedushin, Daf Lamed Zayin, discusses this Machlokas Tanayim. It doesn't say the Yisra Chadash applies in Eretz Yisrael and in Chutz Haaretz. So, or does it just apply in Eretz Yisrael? Now, we all think that it just applies in Eretz Yisrael because none of us pay much attention to the Yisra Chadash, which is not a new phenomena. That is an old phenomena. Old meaning already the Ashkenazim in the 13th, 14th, 15th century already seems to be right. They are, let's put it this way. They were very makel, as we are today, regarding the Isser of Chadash. If time permits later on, we'll talk a little bit more about it, but not for now. For now, I just want to focus on on explaining the Gemara and the Gemara's correlation. Okay? So, the Isser of Chadash applies in Eretz Yisrael and in Chutz Lars, or just applies in Eretz Yisrael? So, here's what the Gemara is doing. Okay? That if the eligibility to bring the Karban Omer is to the entire world, not just Eretz Yisrael, that also means that the Isser of Chadash applies universally as well, not just to Eretz Yisrael. If, however, the eligibility of grain to be brought as a Karban Omer only applies to Eretz Yisrael, which is our Mishnah's position, and the first Bryce's position, so the Isser of Chadash only applies in Eretz Yisrael. Okay? So, if you understand the correlation well, if I explain the correlation well, so now you'll understand that if you take our Mishnah's position, it has a very big impact on the Isser of Chadash. Our Mishnah's position that says that when it comes to bringing the Omer, you can only go to Eretz Yisrael and can only get the grains from Eretz Yisrael, is also of the opinion that the Isser of Chadash only applies to Eretz Yisrael and doesn't apply, at least min HaTorah, outside of Eretz Yisrael. Okay? For all of us living outside of Eretz Yisrael, unfortunately, so we are not bound min HaTorah, according to our Mishnah, to the Isser of Chadash. But what the Gemara says, however, is that if you take this last brisa that we just quoted, which says that, where can I get the grains from for the Omer? Anywhere in the world. Where does the Isser of Chadash apply? Anywhere in the world. Now the correlation, if you think it through just a little bit more, makes perfect sense. Because what the Omer is a matir. It permits grains. So which grains is it permitting? So if I can only get the grains of the Omer from Eretz Yisrael, so then presumably it's only permitting the grains of Eretz Yisrael. If, however, the grains for the Karban Omer can come from anywhere in the world, so presumably it's permitting all grains from all over the world. Okay, so the Gemara has created a correlation. So, I know this is like Kachim, and when we think about Halach L'maisa, we don't think in terms of Halach L'maisa, but here, the question of, where can I get the grains for the Karban Omer? We haven't brought a Karban Omer in 2,000 years. But where can I get the grains from the Karban Omer actually has a very serious impact for us, la halacha, because now we'll answer the issue of, is the grains of Chutz Aretz subject to the Isser of Chadash, at least min HaTorah? So to the question of, why are the Ashkenazim so makel when it comes to the Isser of Chadash? So, again, it's a big discussion. It is much beyond the scope of us and Daf Yomi. But one of the positions that's taken, the Bach takes this position, right? Who was a serious Ashkenaz, Rav Yol Sirks. So he takes the position that we go with our Mishnah, meaning not the Braisa. We go with our Mishnah, and that the Isser that the Omer can only be gotten from grains in Eretz Yisrael, which means that the Isser Chadash min HaTorah only applies to Eretz Yisrael. Okay.
And so there's
no more
basis.
Huh?
Since there's no more
basis in English,
there's no more
Xerah Darabanan, coupled with, he doesn't say that. The chief issue is that when you buy a grain in the store, you don't know, so it's a suffix. So if it's a suffix under the Rabbanan.
But also the land doesn't belong to the Jews. The land, that's another question.
The other issue. Look, the simple pshat, however, is that the Isser of Chadash applies universally. Like this last person. The Shulchan Aruch is not Makel. The Sfarim in general are not Makel when it comes to the Isser of Chadash. It's an Ashkenazic phenomena for the most part.
Yeah, I mean, do we know that the Sfarim require this?
What?
For outside of Chutz Laaretz to do...
Yeah, to abide by the Isser of Chadash. Generally speaking, Sfarim are more... Shulchan Aruch. I mean, the Rambam also.
But there's a lot of Ashkenazi Makel.
But no, the Shulchan Aruch is very clear. I'm not a Sephardic postik. I'm not an Ashkenazic postik. So, I'm saying the Shulchan Aruch is very clear, immensely clear. So dechziv b'moshe vasechem kol makom shatam yoshvi mashma v'chi. I'm sorry. Let's go back to the Gemara. Ki savo la'aretz shalon ischai v'ba'omer karem shenichnas la'aretz. And again, same story. What about the pasuk of v'chisavau, which sounds like when you go to Eretz Yisrael, that's where you're going to get it from? The Gemara says, no, that's zman bia. Meaning that only tells us when to start bringing it. But where do you bring it from? That's a whole different story. Since it's since Chadash applies to the entire world, not just Eretz Yisrael, so the eligibility of where can I bring the Omer from? The entire world. Okay, good. All right, that is, so, quick summary, Mishnah Braisa Braisa. Mishnah is, and it's a nice progression. The Mishnah is the most limiting in terms of it's got to be from Eretz Yisrael for the Omer, and it's got to be from this season. Braisa says it's got to be from Eretz Yisrael, but it could be from last year's season. And then the last Braisa that we just learned says that the grain could come from anywhere in the world. And I'll be honest with you, just intellectually honest, the Braisa doesn't say anything about which season, this season or last season. Could be this last Braisa, I don't know. It could go either way. I'm not sure. Tanan Hasan, we continue in the Gemara. We're now starting learning a Mishnah in Shkalim. The Mishnah in Shkalim reads like this. Shomrei Svichim Mishvias are those who watch growth on the seventh year, Shemitah year, Notlin Tzchara Mitchumas HaLishka. So they are public servants. So you know how public servants get paid? Public money. So the public servant gets paid by public money. What's the public service that he's doing? So it goes like this. Okay, Shemitah, you're not allowed to work the land. You're not allowed to plant, you're not allowed to sow, you're not allowed to work the land during Shemitah. Okay, but we still want to bring the Karban Omer, meaning the Torah says by the Karban Omer you bring it every year. So how are you going to do that? So there is natural growth that occurs in the field, meaning we're not going to sow the land, we're not going to put seeds in the land, but there's going to be growth anyway. So what we do... Okay, again, Eretz Yisrael when we had a base of Mikdash, is that as the grains would grow, so now we would hire public servants and use public money to actually pay for their labor. Excuse me. And they would sit there and watch and guard the field. Now, immediately recognize the fact that's a no-no. Right? During Shemitah, you're not allowed to protect the field. Shemitah means it's a free country. Right, everybody's entitled to go wherever you want. Okay, that's an issue, and we'll discuss the issue in just a moment. But the Mishnah in Shkalim says that we want those grains to be brought for the Karban Omer, and so consequently, we're going to hire people using public money to pay to watch and protect those fields.
But the thing is that why wouldn't Israel call it the point those who are going into your field to get the grain?
No, but in other words, we're talking about the Omer right now.
No, but why would they be able to harvest it before the Omer was out?
They shouldn't. You're right. They shouldn't. But again, because it's open and free and accessible, people would. But it's a fair point. The Mishnah says, "Shomrei Svichim Mishvias Notlin Tzchar Mitchumas HaLishka." Okay, so Rami Barcham LeRav Chista Tanan Shomrei Svichim Mishvias Notlin Tzchar Mitchumas HaLishka. Okay, so the Gemara requotes the Mishnah, but doesn't just requote the Mishnah, it's setting us up for a question. Uriminu, la'achla v'lo l'sreifa. Such a good question. Like, honestly, like, we should have all thought of it. Right? What happens with the Karban Omer? Okay, so let's go over. Karban Omer, it's a regular mincha. Okay? Which means that you do kamitza, and you take a kamitza, and you burn it up onto the mizbeach. So you're taking peros shviyas, and you're going to be burning it on the Mizbeach? You can't do that. One of my first years learning in Eretz Yisrael was a Shemitah year. Not a Shemitah year, a post-Shemitah year. So they have, we go to Israel after post-Shemitah year, so they sell wine, right, that has Kedushas Shvias. It has the sanctity of Shvias. Anything that grows during the Shemitah year is invested with Kedusha. You're allowed to drink it, you're allowed to eat it, you can't burn it, you can't destroy it. In fact, they told us in the yeshiva, you got to be very careful when you're drinking wine that has Kedusha Shvias, like, don't spill it. Don't spill it, don't leave anything over, drink it all up. Right? That's the mitzvah, la'achla. So the Gemara over here is bothered by, wait a second, you're going to take the grains that grew during the Shemitah year, you're going to use that for the Karban Omer, but a fistful of it, right, which is more than one kezayis, could be as much as two kezayisim, a fistful of it is going to be burnt on the top of the mizbeach. How can you do that?
But isn't that la'achla of the mizbeach?
Okay, so I thought, right.
That's all
right. Correct. So when I it's funny, I thought the same exact thing, that we could call that achila, meaning we do that all the time. We look at the mizbeach as a consumer. In the world of pigle, that certainly is true. And so we could argue, right? I thought the same thing, that we could say that the mizbeach is a consumer, it's an ochel. Gemara doesn't go with that approach. Okay. I don't know why. But I guess the simple reason why is because in the world of Shvias, we want real consumers. human consumers.
Does that same prohibition apply to Mishbeah? Consumption on Shavuot, does that apply to Mishbeah?
It's an Isra on the food, meaning the food needs to be consumed. It's not an Isra on you and me. Meaning, the Torah doesn't say who should eat it, Torah just simply says it should be eaten. Okay, let's see the Gemara's approach. So his response is,
oh, maybe Srefa is in the fire and Achila is if you pour it down.
Okay. Alright, so again, watch. the Gemara's gonna address. So So his response, which is not really a logical response, a svara response, is, what do you mean? The Torah says, when talking about bringing the carbon omer l'dor v'seichem, you got to bring it for all generations. And for all generations also includes every year. And what are you suggesting? You're suggesting we're not going to bring it? Okay. Doesn't really answer the question, just enhances the problem, but the problem is still on the table. Another suggestion, which I thought also you were going to suggest, is mitzvah saseh being mevata or lo saseh. Right? There's a mitzvah saseh to bring the carbon omer. It's a lo saseh, I guess we'll call it a lo saseh, not to waste perish shvius, or it's an iser aset, okay, whatever. Anyway, so the Gemara doesn't go that with that approach as well. Amar le umi kamina anati batel, laisei mi di ishtakeid. So the Gemara says, okay, let's go back to what we learned at the beginning of this morning, the beginning of the ninth parak, which is, use last year's crop. You don't have to be mevato, the carbon omer. During the Shemitah year, don't pay somebody to watch this year's growth. Don't bring from this year, right? Go and bring from last year's. So the Gemara says, no, you can't do that. Be'ina Carmel. So you need Carmel. You need soft. It needs to be soft and ripe. Valeka. And I go to last year's, and you know how last year's crop is. Last year's crop is not soft and ripe. And when the Torah describes the mitzvah of bringing the carbon omer, it says Carmel, it has to be soft and ripe. So the Gemara says, well, last year was soft and ripe, meaning the Torah says the word Carmel. Carmel could just simply be when you harvest it should be soft and ripe. Okay, so last year when we harvested it, it was soft and ripe. I know a year later it's not soft and ripe, but okay, can we say that? Amakra Carmel Takriv Be'ina Carmel B'Shasa Krava V'Leka. So he says no, because Carmel Takriv, soft and ripe when you bring it. So at the time when you bring it, it's got to be soft and ripe. So the outer hand, I reject your proposal. It's interesting. The Gemara has a great question and a great discussion, but the Gemara doesn't really answer, right? You see what just happened over there? The Gemara just simply says, well, it can't be mevatel it. So the Gemara says, so how are you going to offer the comets up onto the Mizbeach? And the Gemara says, look, we're just going to do it. I bring last year's? You can't bring last year's because the Torah requires you to bring soft and fresh. It doesn't. The Gemara never really goes back to the original question of, well, how are you going to offer the comments on the Mizbech? Maybe we can go with your suggestion. Maybe Ase Dochalos Ase. Maybe. These are just suggestions. I don't know. Yeah.
I was going to say, you know how you always say there's always an exception to a rule, so maybe right, Omer is just the exception.
Right, meaning with the Torah. Well, I mean, that's basically the idea of Ase being Dochalos Ase. Meaning the Torah is essentially saying, look, I know this is a Shemitah year. I know I told you, yeah, you got to eat all your Shemitah crops, but...
But didn't you learn that Ase Dochalos Ase doesn't apply in the Beit HaMikdash?
Is that correct? Let me think about that. I don't remember offhand a source for that. Itmar Rabbi Yochanan Amar Carmel Takriv Rav Elazar Amar Reishis Kitzircha. Reishis Kitzircha V'lo Sof Kitzircha. The Gemara brings a debate between Rabbi Yochanan and Rav Elazar. Now, I'm not really sure if they're debating a halacha. Meaning it sounds like they're debating more of a source of a halacha. Meaning we have just established that when you bring the grain, the carbon homer, it's got to be fresh. It's got to be this year's carbon omer. It's got to be fresh. How do I know that? So Rav Yochanan says it's based on the Carmel Takriv, which we just quoted. Carmel Takriv means that at the time that you offer Takriv, Carmel, it's got to be soft and fresh. Rav Elazar omer, reishis kitzircha. Reishis kitzircha, v'lo sof kitzircha. And Rav Elazar says, no, it's based on the pasuk of reishis kitzircha, the first harvest. First harvest, not the end of the harvest. It does sound like they're both pointing to the same halacha, just a question of where I'm getting it from. Seems that way. Although, in other words, we've seen it before in the Gemara, where Mashmal Sakra Darshina, right, Darshina. That it's just a question of how to Darshan Pesukim. Okay, but usually when the Gemara presents a Machlokas like it just did, usually it's debating not what the source is, but what the actual halacha is. Okay. Mosiv Rabba. The interpret Minchas Bikorim. The Pasuk says, again, this is the second parak of Vayikra, where the Torah talks about your voluntary menachos, and then it talks about the Minchas Omer. But, to be fair and honest, the Torah doesn't actually say the word Minchas Omer. The Torah says, Im Takriv Minchas Bikorim. When you bring your first grains, that's all the Torah says. And we know Torah Shabbat Peh ben Minchas Omer Kasa Medaber, that there the Torah is referring to the Minchas Omer. Mehechani ba minas saorin. Now it comes from barley. Now again, what the rice is dealing with is that Torah doesn't say barley. Torah does not use the word barley by in those psukim. Atomer minas omer eino ela minachitin. How do I know? How do I know it's talking about barley? So Rabbi Lezer omer nemar aviv b'mitzrayim nemar aviv ladaros ma aviv hamor b'mitzrayim saorim. So barley is an early grain. When Mitzrayim was pelted with hail, with barad, so which crop got whacked? So it was the saora, right? The chita and the kusemis, the Torah describes at the end of Parshas Ve'era. The wheat and the spelt, they didn't get affected by the barad simply because it wasn't the time of harvesting yet. It didn't actually grow yet. And as I've told you many times before, don't wait because the next makkah took care of the next crop, right? That was the arba. But in the meantime, however, by barad, so it was only the barley. When the Torah describes the harvest of the barley, it uses the word aviv. Here, right in Perek Beis, it also uses the word aviv. So we have a gzera shava. So ain't about element of sa'orim. Okay, so that's Rabbi Eliezer. How do I know that the Omer is made up of barley? So answer number one, Rabbi Eliezer, is Gzeres Shava. All this should sound familiar. We did all this in the sixth parak of Menachos. Rabbi Akiva Omer Matzino Yachish Mevi Chavasam Menachitim No Mevi Chavato Mina Sa'orim. The Aftzibor Mevi Chavasam Menachitim O Mevi Chavasam Mina Sa'orim. So Rabbi Akiva makes an assumption that there has to be a parallel. Just like by an individual, there are wheat menachos and there are barley menachos. Now, most of the menachos by the individual are wheat. One mincha by an individual is barley, and that would be the sota, the mincha kenaos. So Rabbi Kiva says, I have to assume, I don't know how he knows this, to be honest, but I have to assume the same thing is true by tzibor, that there are mostly wheat menachos, and there's got to be a barley mincha. Which one's a barley mincha? So, imata omer menachitim, if I tell you that this omer, second day of Pesach, comes from wheat, lo matzinu tzibur shemevi chavaso minasa orim. That's it. So then there's no tzibur bringing a sor, bringing barley, and it can't be. Because there's got to be one. And all the other menachos, the Torah goes out of its way to specify wheat and not barley. So this is the only place that at least we could entertain that's barley. It's got to be barley. Argument number one of Rabbi Akiva, based on an assumption that whatever is true by the individual is true by the community as well. Okay. Davar Acher, Rabbi Akiva says, I'll give you another argument as well. Right? You know what I always say when the second argument is given. Okay. Imata Omer, Omer ba min achitim, ein shtei halechem bikurim. Yeah, another argument by Rabbi Akiva is the following. Look, If the Omer was brought from wheat, so then 50 days later, when I bring my Shtei Alechem, the Torah describes it as being Bikurim, the first. It's not the first. The Omer was the first. Omer was the first wheat. Shtei Alechem would be number two. But the Torah refers to it as Bikurim. Therefore, Alma Mishum Bikurim. I'm sorry, before I get to the Alma. So Rabbi Kiva's second argument is, the Omer's got to be a first, and the Shtei Alechem's got to be a first. The Omer's going to be the first of the barley, Shtei Alechem's going to be the first of the wheat. Meanwhile, back at the ranch, Alma Mishum Bikurim Hu. You see that the reason, the driving force behind the Omer being the first grains is based on the Bikurim, not So, Tiyufta, that's going to be a knock on Rav Yochanan. Right? Rav Yochanan says, Carmel Takriv. Rav Elazar says, Reishis Kitzircha. So you see that Rabbi Akiva at least goes with Rav Elazar. Or, let's make it historically accurate. Rav Elazar, the Amora, goes like Rabbi Akiva. It's based on the fact that it has to be first, not based on the Carmel. Okay. Tanan Hasam. Yeah, let's go on. We'll come back later if we have time. Tanan Hasam in Medim Bikurim Chutz Mishiva Saminim. Okay. There's another Bikurim that we need to know about, which is the mitzvah of Bikurim. That makes a lot of sense. Right? The mitzvah of Bikurim is that when you have your first fruits coming in, so your first fruits are going to be brought to Yerushalayim in a basket and handed over to the Kohen, and you say to the Kohen, here, enjoy. It's Bikurim, the mitzvah of Bikurim. How much fruits do you need to bring? The Torah does not give a shear, right? Eilu dvarim shein lahem shear. So this is one of the things that don't have a shear, so Bikurim doesn't have a shear. Right? Give them a nice amount, right? But the Torah doesn't give a shear. Which fruits require Bikurim, the mitzvah of Bikurim? So one of the first Mishnayos in the Masechta Bikurim. So the Mishnah says, Tanan hasam ein mevim Bikurim chutz mishiva saminim. So it's the seven species. Chita sa'ora, wheat, barley, gefen te'ena, grapes, figs, thank you. I knew I was going to stumble. Right, rimon, pomegranate, zeit shemen, olives, udvash. Dvash, of course, is dates. Right? I know we say honey, because that's how we usually think about it, but don't say honey. Dvash is dates. Okay? Good. Right, it's... I know we make the mistake of saying honey because devash then translates into date honey because usually what they did with their dates is they convert it into some sort of honey, right? Sticky paste. But devash, just for our purposes, because we're looking at the agricultural aspect of it, so call it dates. So emavin bikurin al chutz mishiva saminim. So the mitzvah of bikurin only comes from the seven species. Okay, so your apple orchard, no bikurim, right? Your orange orchard, no bikurim. Okay, great fruits. Right, but no bikurim from those. Same thing with your esrog. No bikurim from esrog. So chutz mishiva saminim v'lo mi tamarim shebaharim v'lo mi pero shebamakim. And even in the seven species, you also have to be selective, right? Those, even if they come from the seven species, but the dates that grow up in the mountains, they're shvach, and the fruit that grow down in the valley, gamkein. Shvach, by the way, yeah, I knew you weren't going to know that. Yeah. Shvach means weak.
That's
Yiddish. Yeah. Okay. So, mitzvahim shebaharim lo miperi shebamakim. And don't make the mistake, I don't speak Yiddish, you know that. But just certain words, you know, especially when you go to yeshiva, certain words just go into your vocabulary. And my mother speaks a fluent Yiddish, but didn't help me. So mikvar shabaharim velo miper shabamakim. So amar ula. Okay, so that's the Mishnah in Bikurim. Why are we here now? Meaning, what just happened? How do we shift from our discussion of first grains? So you'll see. We'll connect Bikurim, meaning the fruit Bikurim, to the Bikurim of the Omer and the Shtei Alechem. Just give the Gemara a couple minutes to develop itself. Okay, so you can't bring... So the Mishnah in Bikurim says not the Shvach stuff. Tamarim that grow up in the mountains, it's just... Rashi says, Heng Kuchushim, they are inferior. An inferior type, they are... They don't work out so well. Rashi Ksaviyad describes that the dates that grow up in the mountain are too sweet. Right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Excessive.
Okay, excessively sweet. Okay, whatever that means. Okay, anyway... Didn't know there was such a thing. Anyway, that's okay. That's the Mishnah Bikurim. Amar Ula im hevi lo kedesh. So now Ula goes one step further. The Mishnah Bikurim says don't bring it, but the Mishnah doesn't say what happens if you do. You could understand that the Mishnah just simply says it's eino min hamuvchar. It's not the best, but it's okay. Ula goes one step further and says im hevi lo kedesh. Ula says it's absolutely disqualified, meaning it's not just inferior and second class, it's inferior and disqualified. Okay, that's a chiddush of Ula. So what the Gemara now will do, for a good part of this daf, is test the theory of Ula, test the position of Ula, is Ula really correct? Eisvei. So the Gemara says, we're going to challenge, sorry, skip the line. Yazir Rabba v'kamer lala hashmaisa. So Rabba was sitting down and chazering over and going over this chiddush of Ula. So Eisvei, the Gemara says, challenge. Rabbi Acha bar Abba la Rabba. So the direct challenge from Rabbi Acha bar Abba to Rabba. Took me a while to figure this out, but it's true. Just again, a little Gemara, you know, sensitivity. Whenever you see the word Eisvei, right, sometimes you'll see Eisvei, sometimes you'll see Meisvei. What's the difference? Eisvei is always a direct challenge from one Amara to another Amara. Meisvei is just a generic challenge that the grand editors of the Gemara produced, but no direct dialogue one to another. Okay? I should have known this years ago, but, you know, after going through Gemara, after a while, you start picking up on these subtler things. So Eisvei Rabbi Acha bar Abba la Rabba, so Gemara directly challenges Rabba based on the following Braisa. Now Eisvei Meisvei, whichever one you go, always is going to quote a Braisa. Okay, Karban Reishis Shetei Reishis Chlamanachos. So the Torah describes the Omer, and the Torah says Karban Reishis, it is your first Karban, which means Reishis Chlamanachos. V'chenu Omer V'akrivchem Mincha Chadash LaHashem B'shvua Sechem. Same thing true regarding the Shtei Alechem, Mincha Chadasha. It's a new grain, B'shvua Sechem. Ein li alech Chadasha Shochitim, Chadasha Shosar Minayin. Now, so far, I've established that it has to be the first of the wheat. How about the barley? Tamal Amar, Chadasha, Chadasha. So, we have a Gzereshava. It says Chadasha by the Shtei Alechem. It says Chadasha by the Omer. Okay, Gzereshava. Emeinu ein li Chadasha Shochitim, Taneu ein li Chadasha Shosar. I apologize. It's not a Gzereshava. It's an emeno inyan. Both chadashas are describing. Sorry, both chadashas are describing the shtei alechem shvuos. Why do I need the repetition? Fine. So one of those chadashas will just simply apply to the omer. Now, how do I know that it should come before bikurim? Meaning that the shtei alechem has got to be the first. I'm going to say fruit, but in other words, we understand it's wheat, but it's still one of the shivas aminim. It's one of the seven species. How do I know that it's got to be the first? Tamal Amar v'chag shvos ta'aselacha bikurei kitzir chitim. V'en le'ela bikur kitzir chitim. Kitzir se'orim menayin. Good. That's now just talking about the wheat. How do I know barley as well? Tamal Amar v'chag ha'katzir bikurei ma'asecha asher tizra b'sadeh. Anything that I plant in the field, which would include barley as well. Now the Torah describes zriya, planting. What if it grows on its own? Tamalomer basadeh. Basadeh means mikomakom, even if it's just in the field. The shtei halechem has to precede all. The ein li ala basadeh minan l'rabba shebegag b'shebechorba u'shebe'atzitz she'u'shebe'sfina. What if it grows unconventionally? Meaning we're describing growth in the ground. What if it grows on the rooftop? We'll just talk later on this morning. Rooftop of what? What if it grows in a chorva, in a ruined building area? Atzitz, what if it grows in a pot? Shebisfina, for what if it grows on a boat? Boat sitting in a very shallow river, and the boat's kind of just, and you know, growth starts growing on the boat. Tamalomer bikurei kol asher ba'artzam. Bikurei kol asher ba'artzam tells us that it could be anywhere, even if it grows unconventionally. Now, I could stop right here because really now you already see where we're going with this discussion. Meaning, Ula was of the opinion that any time that you have unconventional growth, meaning Tamarim Shebaharim, dates in the mountains, and Pero Shebaamakim, and fruit in the valley, he says, no, you can't bring it. And meanwhile, over here, we're talking about even unconventional growth could be used to be brought. How do I know that they should come before Nesachim and Peres Ilan? Okay, so through Gzereshava we know that the Shtei Alechem has to be number one, has to precede all other fruit. Okay, so what do we just establish? That the Shtei Alechem has to be the first thing that the Mizbeach sees. Then and only then can I bring the other new grains up onto the Mizbeach. It's basically what we knew, that the Shtei Alechem is the first. First vis-a-vis the Mizbeach. But what the Braisa also tells us is that even if it grows unconventionally, it's still going to be brought as the Shtei Alechem. which would then indicate that that would be true not only for the She'alechem, that would be true for Bikurim as well. Meaning, even if it grows unconventionally, it still could be brought as Bikurim. So you see, Katani Mia Shebegag Shebechorva Shebe'atzi Shebe'sfina. So the Gemara says, so what are you, Ula, going to do with that? Seifa Asan Lemenachos. So the Gemara gives not a smooth pshat in the Braisa, but a pshat in the Braisa, one that would defend Ula. When the Braisa talks about growth in unconventional locations, it's not talking about the mitzvah of Bikurim, it's not talking about bringing your first fruits to Eretz Yisrael, to Yerushalayim. It's talking about going back to Mincha. In the world of Menachos, you should not bring from these inferior quality, unconventionally grown wheat and barley. Also, the pasuk says, any tahor, any person in your house can eat it. The imenachos. Now, if you're telling me that what we are dealing with, what we're discussing is menachos, menachos is not eaten by anybody. That's not true. Menachos is only eaten by zechrei kohanim, only by male kohanim. So how could you tell me this Bryce is talking about menachos? So Amarav Misharsha Trey Krayk Sive. So Rav Misharsha gives one answer, which is the pasuk says lechaya uksiv kol tar beveisecha yochaloso haketzad habibikurim hakama menachos. When the one pasuk says lechaya, that's talking about the mincha. Lecha meaning to you, to the kohanim. You kohanim are going to eat it. That's talking about mincha. When it says kol tahor, any tahor person, that's talking about bikurim. Okay, so that's one way to answer it. So one part of the pasuk is talking about mincha, the other part is talking about bikurim. Our brisa is focusing on the mincha. Rav Ashi amar kula b'menachos. Rav Ashi says no, it's all talking about mincha v'seifa dekrasan lalach metoda. And as far as with our question, what do you mean kohanim eat mincha, not the rest of us? No, that's not true. The rest of us also eat mincha. Mincha of the carbon toda. The loaves of the carbon toda can be eaten by anybody. It's a shlamim. Okay. Good. Anyway, what comes out now is that we have a statement by Ula. Ula says that when I have fruit that are grown in Eretz Yisrael, but they're grown in inferior, unconventional locations, they're not brought as Bikurim. The Braisa seems to contradict Ula, because the Braisa says the mitzvah of Bikurim, as well as the mitzvah of She'alechem, can be brought from any grains, even those that are grown in unconventional locations. So the Gemara says, well, in defense of Ula, we can say that that price is talking just about the mincha, not about the fruit for Bikurim. Beplukta. The Gemara says, this is subject to a machlokas between other Amoraim as well. Rav Yochanan Amar, Imhevi lo kidesh, Resh Lakish Amar, Imhevi kidesh. Okay, good. More machlokas about these inferior fruit brought to Yerushalayim as a Bikurim. Naseh. So imhevi lo kiddush, Reish Lakish amar imhevi kiddush. Nase kekachush bekadashim. And Reish Lakish gives a really simple argument. I know it's inferior. Okay, so what? Meaning, so what? Not always your best argument, but let's
like
put it
skinny cord,
right. Let's put it this way. Okay, you bring an animal as a carbon. Okay, and it gets thin. Okay, not the best, but it still works.
Didn't we learn that if you find that like a kohen was disqualified, it's retrograde, it's not acceptable? Like
About how if like, you find a better animal, you should substitute it for the better, not substitute it, but use the better animal. Right. Okay, but still it works. And the idea is it works. Meaning Rav Yochanan's position is that it's not even kadosh, it has no sanctity. And what Reish Lakish is arguing is no, it's, have a carbon, it gets thin. It's still a carbon. Same thing over here. Bishlam Reish Lakish Kadamar Taima. So the Gemara says, look, I get Reish Lakish, meaning I get it very well. He gives a rationale. El Rav Yochanan my Taima, but what's behind Rav Yochanan? I'm Rav Elazar, Rav Yochanan Chazai Bechalom Milsam Al Yas Amina. So Rav Elazar says, look, first of all, I'm telling you, I know, you know, sometimes you're going to say a pshat, you're going to say a svara. You don't know if it's going to go over well. Rav Elazar says, today I have confidence. And my confidence is based that last night I had a vision and I saw Rav Yochanan. Now, of course, I'm about to defend Rav Yochanan, so I know what I'm going to say is good. So milsa mal yasa amin amakram me reishis v'lo kol reishis me artzecha v'lo kol artzecha. We see this very often, that the mem creates a division. Some of the land is eligible to be brought as bikurim. Some of the land is not eligible to be brought as bikurim. So me reishis and me artzecha. Okay, good. And what division are we going to make? Very simple. Those that have grade A quality and those that are of an inferior quality. So, good. So now we have a wonderful svar for Rav Yochanan. What's Reish Lakish going to do with that? So, by Rebbe Omer, Nemrakan Eretz, Venemar Lahalan Eretz, Malahalan Shvach Eretz, Avkan Shvach Eretz. Okay. So number one, it says that when we have the mitzvah of bringing Bikurim, it says the words Eretz. Which Eretz? Shvach Eretz. That which Eretz Yisrael is praised about. Chita, Sa'ora, Geffen, Te'ena, Rimon, Zeit, Shemen, Udevash. Ve'idach Eretz, Me Eretz, Ve'id. Now, the other Tan is going to say Eretz, Me Eretz, meaning I'm going to darshan the Eretz, and I'm going to darshan the Mem in front of it. The Idach and Reish Lakish will say Eretz Me Eretz L'Mashmalei. No, that's too much. Too much a darshan from one pasuk. Okay, Tanichada. Let's go back now to this discussion about bringing fruits that were grown in inferior locations, unconventional locations. Tanichada Shabag Shebegag Shebechurva Shebeatzit Shebesfina Mevi V'Kore. One brisa says when I have fruit that grew on a rooftop, in a desolate, in a ruined area, on a pot, or on a boat, you bring your Bikurim, and you read the Parsha of Bikurim. By Bikurim, by the way, there are two mitzvahs. Mitzvah is to bring the Bikurim, and there's a mitzvah to read the Parsha of Arami Oved Avi. Okay? That's a mitzvah of Kriya. The Chinuch, the Sefer Chinuch counts as two separate mitzvahs. So good. That's the end of the parsha. Yeah, that's the end of the kriya. Betani yidach mevi v'eno kore, and another brisa says, bring it, but don't do the mitzvah of kriya. Bishlam Reish Lakish. Now, according to Reish Lakish, we're fine. Gagagag lo kasha hagag de ma'ara hagag de beis chorva. Because look, Reish Lakish is of the opinion that even when they grow in awkward and unconventional areas, there's still a mitzvah to bring it. So I'll tell you like this, it's really simple. If we plant it on the, we're not in Eretz Yisrael, so it's not a great example, but if we were in Eretz Yisrael, and I planted on the top of the rooftop, that didn't grow in the ground. That's not chayv in the mitzvah of Bikurim. Right. You can bring it, but you're not going to read the Parsha. That's not Bikurim.
But you use the land.
The land that doesn't belong to
you. Use the land in the pot.
The land doesn't bring you. You bring it and you don't read.
Right. It's an Eretz Yisrael. Wait. So Gag Debais. I'm sorry. Gag Demar. Gag Debais. And the Gag in the rooftop where I would bring and I would bring, that would be the rooftop of a cave, meaning that's considered the land of Eretz Yisrael. And Chorva. Chorva Lo Kasha. Kam B'Chorva Avuda. Kam B'Chorva Sheino Avuda. And look, if it's a Chorva which is plowed over and I planted in it, that's Eretz Yisrael. So I'll bring from it, even though it's unconventional. But Reish Lakish says, so what? You'll bring in your weed. If it's a chorva she'eno avuda, it's not plowed over, and it kind of grows right on the ruined part of the on the rubble, so that's not considered grown in Eretz Yisrael. Atzitz lokasha, kama nekuva, kama she'eno nekuva. As far as the pot is concerned, same story. If the pot's got holes, so there's communication between the dirt in the pot and the ground, so that's going in Eretz Yisrael. So then you're going to bring and you're going to read. If it's a pot that doesn't have holes in it, so minat Torah, it didn't grow in Eretz Yisrael. So you're not going to read. You're not going to do kriya. And finally, svina svina lo kashikan svina shal etkam svina shal cheres. The cheres, as we've talked about time and again, is a very porous material. And so therefore, if the boat's made out of cheres, if it's made out of earthenware, so we view anything growing in the boat as if it grew in the ground. Communication between the boat and the ground. And so therefore, mevi v'kore. If it grew on a boat that was made out of wood, wood is a hefsek. Wood is, it's considered now not grown in Eretz Yisrael. Good. All that would be aliba de Reish Lakish. Wonderful. Ella l'Rav Yochanan kasha. But according to Rav Yochanan, it's a bit of a kasha. Because Rav Yochanan says that anything grows in inferior area is not subject to the mitzvah of Bikurim. So how is Rav Yochanan going to deal with it? Tanaihi. So Rav Yochanan says, look, that brisa that you just quoted to me, yeah, I'm not going to have a way to resolve that brisa. But I will tell you that it's a machlokis. Tanaihi, detanya, shebegag, shebechorva, mevi vikari, shebatzir, shebesvina, eino, mevi kolikar. But there's a brisa that supports my position. That makes a division. Land which is of a good quality, so to quote-unquote conventional growth in Eretz Yisrael, you will bring and you will read the Parsha of Bikurim. Unconventional, says the Braisa, you don't bring Bichlal Uchlal. Let's just read three more lines of Gemara. And this position of Yochanan, yes, yes, absolutely correct. Goes in line with Ula, right? Correct. The Kulan in Abbas Alamina Mufkar. Amr Lay,
which is accepted.
Yeah. The Rav Yochanan Ula position. Amr Lay Yuchana Umamre Lamosha. Yuchana and Mamre. And Mamre is a name we know. Right? Avram's friend. His friend was Mamre. But I don't venture to say it's not the same. Anyway, they are magicians. So they said to Moshe, Tevana Tamachnis La Afarayim. You're bringing grain to Afarayim. You'll say, what is that? That was a place which the Mishnah said is one of the best places in Eretz Yisrael to grow grain. Now, right, Phil's right. It got the silver medal, but it nevertheless got the silver medal. So now you go to Afarayim and you're gonna import grain to Afarayim, are you out of your mind? Well, if you import, you know, the gold medal, so that's fine. But in other words, it's the place where the best stuff grows. And that's where you're going to bring grain. And what the magicians are saying to Moshe is, you're bringing magic to Egypt? Are you out of your mind? This is Egypt. This is where magic happens. And you're bringing magic to Egypt? What's wrong with you? Amar lahu. So Moshe's response is, Amar inche. You know, people say, Lamasa yarka, yarka shkol. A city where vegetables grow, that's where you bring vegetables. Meaning...
I can appreciate it.
Right? Right, you, right. Those of you who go to your and I was going to say auctions, not auctions. Markets, and you go to where the action's at. Right. Sure. If this is where vegetables grow, so yeah, you're going to bring grain. You're going to bring vegetables. Then people know vegetables. People are impressed with the vegetables. People are going to buy the vegetables. Correct. So this is where magic is happening. Absolutely correct. I'm going to bring the magic here as well. And you'll see that my magic will be a little bit better than your magic.
You say Colton's Newcastle.
Colton's Newcastle. Okay, very good.